Shalom, today's daf yomi is B'Metzia daf mem gimel. B'Metzia 43, today's daf is dedicated for Shemira for the Chayalim, Hatzalah for the Shvuyim, Yeshua for Am Yisrael. So today's daf yomi records a three-way dispute in our Mishnah between Beis Shammai, Gitzel, and Rabbi Akiva, that if somebody misuses a deposit, that they have, when do, what is the value of the object that the person who misuses it has to pay back? Does he have to pay? Beis Shammai says he has to pay that even if it goes up or down, he has to pay the higher value. Whereas Beis Hillel says he has to pay at the moment, kishas hotzah, which the Gemara concludes goes to the value that he also has to pay the, according to Beis Hillel, he has to only pay not the dividend, but Beis Shammai would say he pays the dividend. And Rabbi Akiva says, kishas ha-tviya, he has to pay the value of it was when the claim went to court. The question is, does Rabbi Akiva say this even if there were witnesses to the value of what it was worth when it was stolen? And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan says that indeed that's the case. Even when there is witnesses, Rabbi Akiva says you pay to the value of what it was when the claim was made in court and not for the value of the witnesses. So we want to know, the Gemara then tells a story that Rabbi Zera says to Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, when you go to the land of Israel, Akif Asuma de Tzar, go up the mountain of Tzur and go to visit Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi and ask him the question if he heard Rabbi Yochanan say that the law is like Rabbi Akiva or not like Rabbi Akiva in this case. So he said, that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said. The law is like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva la'olam. The law is always like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara then wants to know what it means. Well, we see from here the dedication, when on your way to Israel, stop and go up the mountain of Tzur to find the halacha. You have to go up the mountains to find the halacha.